Okay, picture this. You're sitting there, headphones on, the timer's ticking down, and you just hear this stream of Mandarin. You know you need to respond to speak clearly for the HSKK. Maybe you've, crammed all the vocab, you've looked at the grammar points until you're blue in the face, but actually opening your mouth, getting the words out fluently, well, that's a whole different story, isn't it?
It really is. That leap from passive knowledge to active speaking is tough.
Yeah. And if just thinking about that makes your stomach do a little flip, you're definitely not alone. You're in the right place. This deep dive, we're going straight into the HSKK, the official Chinese speaking test. We want to help you crack it so you can walk in feeling, well, confident, not just.
Hoping for the best.
Exactly. Confidence that comes from really understanding the test. We've dug into the official HSKK scoring guide, the actual document examiners use, and pulled out the absolute must-know stuff for you. So whether you're looking at the basic level or maybe intermediate or even aiming for advanced, whether you feel kind of ready or totally overwhelmed, our goal here is to just light up the path a bit. We get it. Showing off your spoken Mandarin can feel like a huge hurdle.
Like climbing a mountain, yeah.
Totally. So we're here with the map, the guidance, based on the official stuff.
And it's not just about what they ask, is it? It's about how they score you.
Yeah.
Those little things that can make or break your score. The guide talks about six main question types: listen and repeat, listen and answer, listen and retell.
Read aloud, describe picture, and answer questions. Yep, all six.
It sounds like a lot. But here's something that really jumped out from the guide. Apparently, a massive 95% of people taking the HSKK
Yeah.
lose points unnecessarily.
It's staggering, isn't it? Unnecessarily. These are often preventable mistakes, maybe just not quite understanding what the examiners are really listening for.
Exactly. So our mission today is to break that down, look at those common traps, give you some solid strategies, all pulled directly from the official guide so you don't just avoid the pitfalls, you actually, perform well.
Right, to help you shine.
So, okay, let's get into it. What exactly is the HSKK testing? What's its fundamental purpose beyond just seeing if you can say a few sentences?
Well, at its heart, the HSKK, the Hanyu Shuiping Kuyu Kaoshi, it's the standard test for your spoken Chinese communication skills. Simple as that.
Okay.
Unlike the written HSK, which, tests reading, writing, listening, comprehension, the HSKK throws you right into situations where you have to speak. It measures how well you understand spoken Chinese in context and how naturally, how accurately you can get your own ideas across verbally.
So it's active communication.
Exactly. It's the ultimate test of your active command of spoken Chinese.
Right. So it's definitely not about just reciting things you memorize. It's about actually using the language in the moment. Now, these three levels you mentioned, basic, intermediate, advanced, PR, they must represent different stages of that ability. Can you give us a feel for what each level actually looks like? What's expected?
Absolutely. Let's start with HSKK Basic. Think of this as your foundation. If your vocabulary is around, say, 200 to 300 words, kind of like HSK 1 or 2 level, this is probably where you'd start.
Okay.
The focus here is really on essential communication. Simple vocabulary, basic sentences for everyday stuff, like ordering coffee, asking where something is, simple introductions.
Survival Chinese almost.
Pretty much. The test itself is quite quick, 27 questions in about 17 minutes. You'll be doing things like repeating sentences you hear, giving really short answers to questions, and responding to some simple prompts.
Okay, so nailing the absolute essentials. What about HSKK intermediate? What kind of jump is that?
Intermediate level. Now we're looking at maybe 600 to 1200 words, roughly aligning with HSK 3 and 4. Here, the focus shifts. It's less about single sentences and more about connected speech.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to describe pictures, which means creating a short story or description on the fly, and you'll need to handle slightly longer conversations. It's about showing you can discuss familiar topics with reasonable fluency using more complex sentences.
More narrative then.
Yeah, a bit. The intermediate test has 14 questions, takes about 21 minutes. Tasks include repeating longer sentences than basic, describing a couple of pictures, and answering a couple of related questions.
Right. So moving beyond just single responses, starting to link ideas together, which brings us to the top. HSKK Advanced. This must be where it gets really challenging.
Oh, definitely. Advanced is for learners with a solid vocabulary. We're talking 2,500 words plus, generally around the HSK 5 or 6 level. Here, you need to show strong listening comprehension, understand complex stuff, and then retell it in your own words. You'll also need to express opinions on more abstract topics, more nuanced ideas. It's really for learners aiming for that near native fluency.
And the format.
Interestingly, the advanced test has the fewest questions, just 6 of them, in about 24 minutes. But each one is demanding. You'll listen to longer passages and summarize them, read a text aloud naturally, and answer 2 pretty in-depth questions.
Fewer questions, but much deeper. That's fascinating. So across all these levels, basic, intermediate, advanced, what's the score you need to hit? What's a passing mark?
It's consistent across the board. The passing score for all 3 HSKK levels is 60 out of 100.
60 points. Okay, a clear target. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned something earlier, or the guide did, about a really critical rule. Something simple that could trip people up badly.
Yes, this is absolutely crucial. If you provide no answer for a question, just silence, it's scored as 0. Flat out 0 points.
Oh.
Yeah. And you can imagine, in the exam, you might panic, you might feel stuck. The temptation could be to just skip it. But honestly, even a hesitant attempt, even if it's not perfect, is so much better than saying nothing. Always try to say something relevant.
That's such important advice. Silence, 0-0. Can't get clearer than that. Okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty then. Those 6 question types. For each one, what are the examiners really listening for? And how can you, maximize your chances? Let's start with HSKKK. Listen and repeat. That's in basic and intermediate, right?
Correct. Basic questions 115 and intermediate 110. The task sounds simple. Hear a sentence, repeat it back.
Sounds simple, yeah. But I guess just mumbling it back isn't enough.
Definitely not. It's about accuracy, pronunciation, and intonation. The scoring is tiered. High, medium, low.
Okay.
High score means you repeated it almost perfectly right words. Clear pronunciation, natural rhythm and tone. Medium score.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you got the gist, but there were noticeable pronunciation mistakes or you missed part of the sentence. And low score is when the repetition is pretty far off the original or just really hard to understand.
So sounding natural and accurate, not just parroting. The guide had different tips for basic versus intermediate here, didn't it?
It did. For HSKK basic, the main thing is mastering the pronunciation of those core simple words and basic sentence patterns. Practice repeating short, common phrases. Try to mimic the speaker.
Okay.
For HSKK intermediate, it ramps up. The sentences are longer, more complex, so you need to train your ear for subtle tone changes, the flow of longer sentences. Recording yourself is huge here.
How so?
Record yourself repeating, then listen back and compare it carefully to the original audio. You'll catch where your tones or rhythm are slightly off. It's really effective self-correction.
That makes sense. And the guide mentioned something called shadow reading. Claimed it could boost accuracy quite a bit.
Ah, yes, shadow reading. Oh. Our research backs that up. It can lead to like a 40% increase in accuracy for some people. It's where you listen and repeat simultaneously, trying to speak just slightly behind the original speaker.
Like an echo.
Kind of, yeah. It forces you to really tune into the rhythm, the intonation, the sounds. It helps embed those patterns. You're training your mouth to move with the native speaker in real time.
Wow, okay. That sounds intense, but effective. Let's move to HSKK listen and answer. This is just in the basic level, question 1625. What's the setup?
Right. For listen and answer, you hear a question and you just need to give a short, appropriate answer. It's about understanding quickly and responding concisely.
And the scoring. What makes a good short answer?
Again, high, medium, low. A high score means your answer is correct. It directly answers the question and uses suitable words. Medium might be correct, but maybe you paused a lot, repeated yourself, or had some small grammar mistakes. Low means the answer wasn't clear, didn't really fit the question, or showed you didn't understand.
So directness and relevance are key. The guide broke this down into critical success factors. What should people focus on?
Yeah, that was interesting. 4 factors, the biggest one. Question comprehension. Understanding the question is 35% of the score. You have to get what they're asking.
Makes sense.
Then response accuracy is 30%. Is your answer actually right? Pronunciation and delivery count for 20%, and grammar and vocabulary make up the last 15%.
So understanding the question is paramount.
Absolutely. Followed closely by giving a correct, clear answer.
Got it. What about strategies if you're doing mock tests for this section?
For basic mock tests, practice understanding the question fast, then form a clear, simple, direct answer. Drill common question types. What time is it? Where are you from? What do you like to do? Maybe even develop some simple templates in your head for answering who, what, where, when questions.
Keep it simple. Keep it direct.
Exactly. A short, accurate answer, spoken reasonably clearly, beats a long, rambling one full of mistakes every time at this level.
Good advice. Okay, shifting gears now to the advanced level. HSKK, listen and retell. Questions 1-3. What's involved here? This sounds tougher.
It is a step up. You listen to a passage longer than the sentences you repeat, and then you have to retell the main content in your own words. It's testing comprehension and your ability to summarize and express those ideas yourself, not just repeating.
Right, synthesizing the information. How is that retelling evaluated?
They look for several things. A high score means you retold the main points comprehensively, fluently, with few hesitations. Medium suggests you got some main ideas but missed others, or maybe your delivery was more halting, more errors. Low score. Well, that means your retelling didn't really match the original, was disorganized, or just didn't contain much information.
Okay. And the critical components for success here, what carries the most weight?
Main point accuracy is huge, 45%. Did you grasp and convey the central message? Then fluency and organization are next at 30%. How smoothly and logically did you present it? Grammar and vocabulary are 15%, and including relevant detail is the last 10%.
So getting the core message across clearly is the main goal.
Definitely, and presenting it in a reasonably fluent, organized way.
Makes sense. What strategies does the guide suggest for this? It sounds like you need a plan.
For sure. Strategy one, active listening. Focus on identifying the main ideas and key supporting details while you're listening. Taking quick mental notes who, what, where, when, why can help.
Mental notes, okay.
Also, practice using transition words in Chinese like firstly, then, however, in conclusion, to make your retelling flow better. Organize it logically, maybe chronologically, or cause and effect, and practice. Listen to news clips, short stories, dialogues, and then try summarizing them out loud.
Good practice habits. Okay, another advanced task. HSKK read aloud. Question four, just reading a text out loud. Seems simple, but I bet the scoring is detailed.
You bet right. It seems simple, but it's actually testing a lot.
Yeah.
Our character recognition, your pronunciation accuracy, your grasp of tones, rhythm, and natural intonation.
So how do they break down the scoring for reading aloud?
The biggest chunk is pronunciation accuracy, 40%. Just getting the sounds of the characters right. Then reading fluency, how smoothly you read without awkward pauses, is 30%. Tone accuracy is critical, that's 20%. And finally, natural intonation, making it sound like you understand the meaning, is 10%.
Tone's still counting for a fifth of the score, even at the advanced level.
Wow, absolutely crucial in Mandarin.
So what are the best ways to prepare for this read aloud section?
Okay, a couple of things. First, when you get the passage, quickly scan it for any characters you're unsure about. Pay really close attention to tones, especially those tone change rules, the sandi.
Sandi, yeah.
Tricky, they can be. Practice reading with rhythm, pausing naturally at punctuation. Recording yourself is gold here too. Record yourself reading, then find a recording of a native speaker reading the same text if possible, and compare. Listen for the differences.
That comparison sounds invaluable.
And just daily practice, even 15, 20 minutes a day reading news articles or formal texts aloud will make a huge difference over time.
Consistency is key. Right, let's switch back to the intermediate level now. HSKK, describe picture, questions 11 and 12. What's the task here?
Okay, describe picture. You see an image on the screen and you need to talk about it. Describe what's happening, create a little narrative about it. It's testing if you can observe details and then organize your thoughts and speak about them clearly.
So what makes a description good in the examiner's eyes? High score versus low score.
A high score means your description really matches what's in the picture. You cover the key elements and you speak fluently with few hesitations. Medium score. Well, it generally matches, but maybe it's less detailed or you pause more, make more errors. Low score means your description isn't very relevant to the picture or you just give very minimal vague information.
So accuracy to the picture plus speaking well. What are the success factors they look at for intermediate?
The breakdown is content relevance. Are you actually talking about the picture? That's 35%. Organization and flow, how logically you structure it, 25%. Vocabulary richness, using varied and appropriate words, 20%. And grammar and pronunciation together make up the final 20%.
Interesting mix. So is there a recommended structure, a way to approach describing the picture?
Yeah, having a structure helps a lot. You could start with a general opening like, this picture shows, Dai Sabido, then maybe describe the setting. It looks like it's at, then the people are main objects. In the picture, we can see, what are they doing? They are. How do they seem? They seem very. And maybe wrap up with a quick summary or interpretation. Overall, this picture depicts sna.
That's super helpful, like a mini template.
Exactly. Practicing with different kinds of pictures using that framework helps build confidence and organization.
Fantastic. Okay, last question type. HSKK, answer questions. This one spans all three levels, basic 26-27, intermediate 13-14, and advanced 5-6. But I imagine the expectations change drastically.
Oh, massively. The basic task is the same. Read questions on the paper, give spoken answers. But what counts as a good answer is very different at each level.
Right. So let's start with basic again. What's key for answering questions at that level?
For basic, it's overwhelmingly about simple. Direct answers, that's 70% of the score. Pronunciation is the other 30%. So strategy, keep it simple, answer the question directly, use complete but basic sentences, don't overexplain. Practice answering questions about yourself, your day, your preferences.
Simple, direct, clear. Got it. What about intermediate? How do the answers need to change?
At intermediate, they want more. Detailed explanations and fluency and coherence are weighted equally, 50-50. So you need to give more than a one-sentence answer. Try to state your main point, then add a detail or an example. Practice giving opinions on everyday topics, environment, education, tech, and explain why you think that.
Okay, so adding some substance, some reasoning, and then advanced. What's the gold standard there?
Advanced is about depth and sophistication. The key factors are complex reasoning, 40%, vocabulary richness, 30%, and bringing in cultural insights, 30%.
Cultural insights, interesting.
Yeah. They want nuanced, well-argued answers showing critical thinking. If you can weave in cultural perspectives appropriately, that's great. You'll likely face questions on more abstract ideas or social issues, so practice analyzing, comparing, giving thoughtful responses.
So it really progresses in complexity.
Definitely. But one thing the guide stresses for all levels is the importance of regular speaking practice, ideally with native speakers. That's fundamental for building fluency and confidence across the board.
Absolutely. Okay, that's a fantastic tour through the question types. It's so clear how understanding those scoring details gives you an edge. Now, the guide also talks a lot about practice itself. What are the key steps they recommend for effective HSKK prep?
Yeah, they emphasize a structured approach. First, simulate the test conditions. Time yourself strictly using the official limits for each part.
Crucial.
Second, always record your answers. Listening back is how you catch your own mistakes in pronunciation, fluency, grammar. Third, be honest when you score yourself using the official criteria. It helps you see exactly where you're weak.
Self-assessment.
Right. Fourth, focus your extra practice on those weak areas. And fifth, try to do at least one full practice test each week before the exam. Build stamina, gets you used to the whole flow.
That's a solid plan. And there was a pro tip mentioned too for getting more out of practice tests.
Ah, yes, the pro tip. Get feedback from a qualified Chinese teacher or a good language partner. Let them listen to your recordings and score you using the official HSKK criteria. They can often spot things you miss yourself.
Yeah.
That targeted feedback is incredibly valuable.
An outside ear, definitely helpful. Now, Speaking of resources, the guide mentioned Mandarin Zone quite a bit. What do they offer specifically for HSKK takers?
Yes, Mandarin Zone. Guide actually links directly to some really useful stuff on their site. They have real exam materials for HSK speaking advanced and intermediate levels, like actual past paper PDFs.
Oh, wow, real papers.
Yeah, and audio recordings too for advanced, intermediate, and even the primary level HSK speaking tests, plus a full HSKK primary test paper. It's all on their website, which is mandarinzone.com. Having access to that real material is a huge advantage for practice.
That's fantastic, getting a feel for the real thing. Does Mandarin Zone offer more structured help too, like courses?
They do. They offer full HSKK training. If you happen to be in Beijing, they have in-person classes at their school in the Chaoyang district.
Okay, for people in Beijing.
But they also offer online training, so it's accessible anywhere. They have a specific HSKK preparation course designed to teach learning strategies for whatever level you're aiming for. They actually say their students see an average score boost of around 30%.
30% boost? That's significant.
It is. So whether you want that face-to-face experience in Beijing Chaoyang or the flexibility of online learning, Mandarin Zone seems to have solid options and resources for HSKK prep.
Good to know there's dedicated support like that available. Now, the guide also had a handy FAQ section. Let's run through some common questions people might have. First up, the basic difference between HSKK and the regular HSK.
We touched on it, but just to be clear, HSKK is only for speaking and listening in a communicative way, your oral skills. The regular HSK tests reading, writing, and listening comprehension, mostly written skills. So if you need to prove you can speak Chinese, HSKK is the one.
Got it. How do you decide which HSKK level to take? Basic, intermediate, or advanced?
It really comes down to your current speaking ability. As a rough guide, basic is like HSK 1 to 2 speaking level, simple daily conversations. Intermediate aligns more with HSK 3, 4, discussing familiar topics, describing things. Advanced is for HSK 5 to 6 level speakers, complex topics, retelling, opinions. You need to be honest about where you are right now.
Makes sense. What if someone's short on time? What's the best way to prep quickly?
Short time frame. Okay, the guide suggests. Daily speaking practice is non-negotiable. Record yourself. Focus on common HSKK topics. Try to cut down pauses. Do practice tests under timed conditions. And as we mentioned, an intensive course like the ones Mandolin Zone offers could be really helpful here.
Right. Maximize the efficiency. Here's another one. Do you have to take the HSK before you can take the HSKK?
Nope. They're totally separate tests. You can take one or the other or both in any order you like. That said, the vocab and grammar you learn for HSK often helps with HSKK and vice versa. Mandarin Zone apparently even helps create study plans if you want to tackle both.
Good to know they're independent. How long do HSKK scores last? Are they valid forever?
No, they have an expiry date. HSKK scores are valid for 2 years from the test date, so keep that in mind if you need them for university or job applications.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you take it and you're not happy with the score, can you try again?
Yes, absolutely. You can retake the HSKK as many times as you want. There's no waiting period needed. And if you are retaking, Mandarin Zone also offers like remedial coaching to figure out where you went wrong and how to improve next time.
Okay, useful for score improvement. Lastly, what are the really common mistakes people make that test takers should watch out for?
Good question. Some common pitfalls are not attempting every question, remember. Silence gets 0 points. Overthinking, especially at lower levels where simple answers are fine. Bad time management. Not paying enough attention to tones. Even advanced learners slip up here.
Tones again.
Always the tones. Also, trying to memorize whole scripts just sounds unnatural. And sometimes just being unfamiliar or uncomfortable with the recording setup causes errors. Using practice materials, maybe from Mandarin Zone, can help you get comfortable with the whole process and avoid these traps.
That's a great list of things to avoid. It really highlights that it's not just about knowing Chinese, but knowing the test, too.
Exactly. Understanding how you're scored, understanding the format, it gives you a real leg up.
Well, for everyone listening who's maybe felt that HSKK anxiety we talked about at the start, we really hope this deep dive has given you some clarity, some concrete steps, and maybe a bit more confidence.
We hope so.
Definitely check out the resources we mentioned, especially Mandarin Zone, whether it's their in-person training in Beijing's Chaoyang District, their online courses, or just downloading those real exam papers from their website to practice with. It seems like a great starting point.
Yeah, lots of good stuff there.
So now that you've got this kind of insider look at the HSKK, maybe think about this. What's the one specific thing in your spoken Chinese you're going to focus on first to really boost that score? Or maybe think bigger. Yeah. Once you master spoken Chinese, verify by the HSKK, what doors could that open for you? What possibilities get you excited?
Great questions to ponder. Thank you for joining us for this exploration of the HSKK. We really wish you all the best with your language learning and your test preparation.